Million-dollar swimming pools or not, Iraq might not be the first place you think of for a summer vacation, but a British company, Hinterland Travel, will begin running three-week-long tours of the Kurdish areas of Turkey, Iran, and northern Iraq later this year. I spoke earlier with the director of Hinterland Travel, Jeff Han.
We have spent 30 years on and off in Iraq proper, and of course what's been going on now has meant that we have not been able to run tours there.
So what's the attraction for travelers?
Well, one, there's the ancient cultural side of things, which has been neglected in Kurdistan, Iraq. But of course, as we can't visit places like Baghdad, Babylon, Ur, and things like this, then we look to these areas which have been waiting for us to go there, frankly. There's also the other aspect that this is a very little-known area which people have not visited before, which is, again, an adventurous destination that people like to go to places where they've not been before.
And how do you expect the reception to be?
I've been to Erbil just for 4 days last week with Austrian Airlines, and it was fantastic. They really go ahead, they really go. They really want things to happen in Kurdistan, Iraq. And the reception was fantastic. I mean, really, they're looking forward to us going.
So they really want Western tourists?
Oh, they really do. Yes, they do.
They want the money?
Yep, sure.
Well, okay, what do you say to travelers, though, who, you know, do face some risk? I can imagine that traveling around in minibuses, being Western tourists, you'd kind of stick out.
Yeah, but in Kurdistan, Iraq itself, it is quite an advanced security area, frankly. There are guards in many, many places, which you may or may not see when you go there, but they're there. Every avenue into the Arab side of Iraq is covered with checkpoints. There are roads so that you cannot stray into the Arab side of Iraq without knowing you're doing so, and you've got to go through a checkpoint to do so.
What kind of security precautions are you yourself taking for your travels?
Well, the government people there of the Kurdistan regional government know they're there. We're dealing with the ministry as well ourselves. I'm very confident about it. I've been, over the last 18 months, several times in and out of Kurdistan, Iraq. I'm very happy with the security there.
Do you offer travel insurance?
No, we can't offer that. We say to people, arrange your own insurance, but we will take people into this area without insurance.
And will you take anyone?
As long as they get access into the country, yes. I mean, at the moment, I can't see of any groups at all who can't get in and out of there. I've got some American clients coming on this May tour, for example. It's not a problem. While I was in Erbil last week, I saw the American troops have come up for some R&R, and basically no side weapons. They didn't need to carry any weapons, which is a really, really good sign of security.
How many people do you have on your current May tour for
Northern? Probably too many, actually, at the moment. I've got 17.
17.
Which is fairly amazing because of the sudden... We've generated an enormous amount of interest in this last month.
So do you think that the news, the fact that Iraq is in the news so much these days, has actually generated interest for your tours? That
people
want to go because of it?
Yeah, of course. People look at the media and look at things and say, oh, that's interesting. And they say, well, can we go there? And they look on websites to find out if they can go there.
And when would you like to return to Iraq proper to conduct tours around Baghdad?
I'd go tomorrow if I could. Iraq proper is an amazing place historically, culturally, and the people themselves are really diverse and interesting. And, of course, it's the cradle of our type of Western civilization also. So I'd go tomorrow if I could, but I'm afraid at the moment it's not safe.
Jeffrey Han directs Hinterland Travel. It's a tour company based in Surrey, England. His first tour of the Kurdish ethnic areas of Turkey, Iran, and Iraq begins in May. Jeff Han, thanks a lot.